If you have hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's and are looking to save your thyroid, then you might want to take the 60-second Save My Thyroid quiz to find out how likely it is that you can save your thyroid. Upon completing the quiz, you will receive your thyroid saving score and a free report explaining your unique results, along with some things you can do to regain your health. To take the quiz, visit savemythyroid.com/quiz.
Hey, this is Dr. Eric. And in this Q&A episode, I am going to answer the question, can corn trigger thyroid autoimmunity? There are a number of different common allergens that can cause problems in those with thyroid and autoimmune thyroid conditions. And while gluten and dairy seem to get all of the attention, corn is yet another common allergen. And I do recommend for people to avoid eating corn while restoring their health. I spoke a lot about common allergens in my recent book, The Hyperthyroid Healing Diet, and some of the information I discuss is taken from the book. And for those who have Hashimoto's, I have a book, Hashimoto's Triggers, and I also spoke about common allergens in that book as well. So research has shown that the proteins from corn can cause a celiac-like immune response due to similar or alternative pathogenic mechanisms to the proteins found in wheat. So in other words, eating corn can cause a similar response as eating gluten. And gluten can be a trigger of thyroid autoimmunity, and it also can affect the permeability of the gut. In other words, it can cause an increase in permeability, which is the same as a leaky gut, which is part of the triad of autoimmunity. So a leaky gut is necessary for autoimmunity to develop. But again, gluten could also directly trigger thyroid autoimmunity, and the same might be true of corn. So zein is a class of prolamine protein found in corn, and the research shows that zein can cause persistent mucosal damage in some people with celiac disease. And then another smaller study revealed a higher incidence of serum antibodies against corn in those with celiac disease, along with barley and oats. So you might be thinking, well, these studies relate to those with celiac disease, and you might not have celiac disease. But there are other studies conducted in those who don't have celiac disease, which show that corn is a common food allergen. So let's talk a little bit about the challenges with avoiding corn, because anyone who eats processed foods regularly is most likely being exposed to corn. And this is especially true if you're eating gluten-free processed foods, such as gluten-free cookies, crackers, cereals. That being said, you could find these foods that don't have corn. I mean, there are cookies. You know, I have two teenage daughters, so I mean, sometimes we'll buy cookies, and there are cookies that are gluten-free, dairy-free, corn-free, soy-free, nut-free. So there are paleo and even like AIP-friendly cookies. And of course, you can make your own, but we're talking about if you're buying food from off the shelf that's prepackaged. Even though there are paleo options and AIP options available, that's not the case with most of these foods. So you definitely want to carefully read the ingredients. And then speaking of the ingredients, if you're trying to avoid corn, obviously you want to avoid ingredients such as cornstarch and corn syrup, but there are also many ingredients that contain corn that are kind of hidden where you wouldn't suspect it, such as caramel, confectioner's sugar, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, and then maltodextrin. Now, maltodextrin, if it says tapioca-based, then it's tapioca-based, but if it just says maltodextrin, then I would assume that it is corn-based. And then there's also modified food starch, as well as xanthan gum. And keep in mind, this is just a small sample of ingredients that may include corn. And if you want more information on this, the Gluten Free Society, they have a comprehensive list of possible ingredients that may have corn. And I'll make sure to include the link to their website. I mean, the website is glutenfreesociety.org, but then they have that specific article, Hidden Corn-Based Ingredients. So I'll include that link. Now, what I say next is probably going to frustrate some people with both hyperthyroidism as well as those with hypothyroidism. So for those with hyperthyroidism, including Graves' disease or toxic multiple nodular goiter, if you're taking antithyroid medication, this is also a hidden source of corn, as both methimazole and P2U have cornstarch. And so arguably for most people, this might not be a big deal. It's such a small amount of corn, but it can still be a concern if someone has a sensitivity to corn. So while everything comes down to risk versus benefits, if someone is taking antithyroid medication and at the same time trying to restore their health, but if they don't seem to be improving, just keep in mind there's always a chance that one or more of the ingredients in the antithyroid medication is the culprit. And again, we're talking about corn here. And this doesn't mean that you should abruptly stop taking your antithyroid medication, but I just want to make you aware of this possibility. Even again, it's probably an unlikely scenario, but if someone has a strong sensitivity, it could pose a problem. And for those with Hashimoto's or even a non-autoimmune hypothyroid condition, either way, if you're taking Synthroid, this has confectioner sugar as one of the ingredients, which also has corn. So whether someone is taking methimazole or PTU for hyperthyroidism or Synthroid for hypothyroidism, you are being exposed to corn. Now, again, we can make the argument that the amount of corn in these medications is so tiny that in most cases probably won't affect the progress of those trying to restore their health. But once again, if someone has a strong sensitivity to corn, it might make a difference. And then in addition to corn being a common allergen, most corn in the United States is genetically modified. So if you do choose to eat corn or a product that includes corn, I would try to make sure that it is either certified organic or at the very least labeled as being non-GMO. And it's probably safe to conclude that the corn included in the antithyroid medication as well as in Synthroid probably is genetically modified. Now, once again, everything comes down to risk versus benefits. And just keep in mind that many people are sensitive to corn even when it's non-GMO. This is why I recommend avoiding corn in my book, The Hyperthyroid Healing Diet, but I also recommend it for my patients with Hashimoto's to avoid as well. So whether you have hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's or a non-autoimmune thyroid condition, either way, I would say avoid corn while healing. So that is my answer to the question, can corn trigger thyroid autoimmunity? The answer is it has similar properties to gluten. It can cross-react with gluten, and gluten could be a trigger. So corn does seem to have that ability to be a trigger. In many cases, it might not be a direct trigger, but might cause that increase in permeability, which is the medical term for a leaky gut, which is part of that triad of autoimmunity. Just to play it safe, I would recommend to avoid corn while healing. As usual, I hope you found this Q&A episode to be valuable, and I look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And to get your free thyroid and immune health restoration action points checklist, visit SaveMyThyroidChecklist.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit SaveMyThyroid.com/liver support.